listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with What's Making News. Hundreds of workers with a disability now have job security after the successful takeover of the Active Foundation. Its large-scale work sites will soon be transitioned to WorkPower Inc., securing the employment of around 600 people. The state and federal governments have announced the deal will be complete by the end of June. The Prime Minister has welcomed the support of the Greens for the climate change policy to get its safeguard mechanism bill through Parliament. They reached agreement for a hard emissions cap on new and expanded high-polluting projects. Anthony Albanese says the environment is the big winner.
After a wasted decade under the Coalition, today is a very good day indeed. A great day for our environment, for jobs and for the economy.
The cyber attack on Latitude Financial is worse than first thought. It's now been confirmed around 8 million driver's license numbers have been stolen by hackers, as well as 53,000 passport numbers. There's a new direct flight to Perth with the first non-stop service from Manila touching down this morning. Philippine Airlines will operate the service three times a week. Tourism Minister Roger Cook here on 7 News says it strengthens our position as Australia's western gateway.
So there's benefits not only for our tourism industry but right across our economy with these direct aviation links. The Philippines is an important economy for us, so we're very pleased to have these flights back on.
In sport, the St Kilda fan who made a racial comment towards Western Bulldogs player Damara Ugal-Hagan on Saturday night is yet to be identified. Saints CEO Simon Lethlean says everyone deserves to feel safe.
We'll do all within our power to find out who that was from the crowd. The allegations of what was said is totally inappropriate. And if we can find who it was, they're not welcome in our games. So we're working with the AFL and the stadium to try and work that out.
And there are calls for uncertainty to end and for the AFL to announce the time slot for this year's grand final.